The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for operating this time machine, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Today, I'm here all hour, ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide some guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be fantastically helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. So give me a call if you'd like a reading. The number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not. Sometimes those scary looking cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading, so the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They're there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person's asking the question has the tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading for me already, just to honor the universal energy that has been put forth for your reading, so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me and my approach. I'm an intuitive guide and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. And that is my entire focus. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with your career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels at this point like you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, leading to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now it's working as momentum on their purpose, and they're working half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I liken myself to a vocal coach. You know, It's not my place to tell you whether you sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. So, if you're wanting to get more information about me, my company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at EliteTarot.com, which is EliteTarot.com, or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. Now, in addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. So today I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I am using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck. Why? Because I love that deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can just look up the cards online to see them, but I will also do my darndest to describe them as well. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then, with my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand, I'll be fanning my hand along the backs of the cards, sort of to pick out the card that energetically calls out your name. I use my non-dominant hand because the non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. So, and also, before we get started, though, I do like to have a little bit of a disclaimer. I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. It's like a visual, it's like a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. And this is that little voice inside that we are always overruling. So a tarot card reading is like saying, okay, little voice inside, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear a reading. Again, the number, if you'd like to get a reading, is 1-800-930-2819. So before we get to our first break, let's just grab our first call. Michaela, welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How are you?
Hi, great. I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me back on.
Thank you for calling back. What's been going on?
So I had my reading with you about 2 months ago, and you had a card had come up that had suggested for me to remove the swords from my boat that were blocking my view. And
yes,
I have been removing those swords one by one, and found that I am having a lot of intuitive guidance come through, feeling really optimistic. I'm optimistic, not feeling, about my past and purpose. And I just wanted to check back in and see, is there anything that I'm not looking at? Am I too focused on this area that I'm growing in and neglecting other parts?
Well, first of all, I am so excited about everything that you've said. I am like, you are my hero. You are a rock star. Benny, I don't know if we have our little applause here for Michaela for all of her action forward. Thank you. You are doing it. You're doing it. And you know what? what I'm hearing, though, is a little bit of self-judgment, like, you know, am I doing enough? How can I improve myself even more? And it's like, yeah, honoring that voice inside is what is moving you forward. And I love your language. Your language has been like, I'm doing this. I'm not hearing any of the toxic words that I talk about. Fantastic job. Way to go.
Thank you.
That being said, what I did was I pulled three cards, and I'm going to just turn over the first card before we take our first break, and then I'm going to keep you in suspense for the remaining two cards. So the first card that came over is the Five of Cups. Now, in this card, and I think it's related to that thing of like, am I doing enough? Is that there may be a tinge of kind of getting obsessive or kind of like kind of obsessive on the past. Because when we remove the things from the past, it's like, how do we fully let it go? And I always use the example of, if I have a bruise on my arm, it turns purple and green, so I know it's there. But then when the color disappears, how do I know that it's healed? So what do? I just can't help it, but I just want to push really hard on the bruise just to see if it hurts. And while that definitely did its job, but it also delayed healing. And because in this card, there is opportunity, joy, movement that is super duper close. And it is actually closer. It's kind of like two upright cups behind a person standing up. But the person has to consciously turn away from what he's looking at in order to see and embrace those cups. And what his intention is going to are three spilled cups of wine or grape juice. And so I think that everything that you're doing has been fantastic. And now let's just release those swords once and for all and not look back. Once they're released, we can let them go and know that we don't have to do it. You know, in one of my yoga classes, they have us stand on tiptoes and walk across the room just as a balance exercise. And my instructor's always saying, I trust you, believe me, the floor is beneath your feet. You don't have to look down to see it.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, but you're so close, because those upright cloths are upright cups are closer to the person standing than the spilled cups of wine. So we're making that great progress. Now it's time to just trust that it's gone, that stuff that no longer serves you is gone. So now we can shift away and release it and let it go, so you can embrace all the yummy, wonderful, goody stuff. I'm going to keep you on suspense, and myself as well, because I can't wait to see what the other two cards are. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be finishing up talking with Michaela, and we've got more readings to do. If you're interested in reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy, doing readings today. Today I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So, right before the break, we were talking with Michaela. Michaela, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay, excellent. Well, Michaela, you have been doing such fantastic stuff. I've been digging it. And so now we're just tweaking on it as we go forward. First card represented is, this current situation is the Five of Cups. I have to tell you, this is a strong card. It's kind of like almost being magnetically pulled just to dwell in that past. And so I love the fact that you've been releasing things that no longer serve you. Have the faith that it's gone. And just because you can't see though any kind of, if there's like a clear open door, it does not mean that there's still stuff lingering around. It just means that we just need to make that complete conscious turn away from that spilled cup of wine or grape juice or frappuccino or anything like that. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. What I have been getting myself is that I need to trust that all work that I've done is being met by the work, divine work.
Absolutely. And we can cut out the word need to. I am trusting.
Oh, yeah.
I am trusting. No, sure. Because it's a habit. You know, habits are super hard to break no matter what they are. And yet they can be broken. And just know that the universe would not lead you this far only to abandon you here. It's just not going to happen the way you're expecting it. And particularly when the challenge card is the Knight of Pentacles. And the Knight of Pentacles, talks about career, tangible, kind of tangible things. And in this card, when this card comes up in the block position, it means that there's just like a stall when it comes to, hey, you know, I'm doing everything. I'm just waiting for the doors to open. I'm waiting for the path to come forward, and it's not becoming apparent. And so the longer this thing stalls, the more it starts to kind of tap into a sense of insecurity and doubt, which then kind of creates this vicious cycle, because then you're tempted to dwell on those three spilled cups of wine. And then we just stay in the stalled movement, and we just form this circle over and over again. When that Knight of Pentacles comes up in that core position, this is usually a time of maybe saying, have your dreams become too small or limited? And are you chasing an image, or are you kind of saying, okay, I'm open to everything, but you're really not? And I have been there. We've all been there at times. It doesn't change, because we want to control the outcome. And anything that is not in our brain is just immediately suspect, because that Knight is just sitting there saying, you know, hey, all right, so I'm releasing this, but hey, I don't see all the solutions. And ask yourself, how big are your dreams? Are you being completely open? Do you have your list of non-negotiable needs, but without any specifics? Is there a specific kind? And if you do have it written down, do you have a specific kind of hanging around in there? Do you have your list of core non-negotiables written down?
I do not.
That would be a great start, because what you want to do is tap into 8-year-old, 10-year-old Michaela, that time when you were like, I'm going to do this and this and this and this. It's going to be fantastic. That's the time that you're at your strongest. That's your inner child spirit. That, no matter how old we get, it should be your navigator in life. And so tap into her energy, take a sheet of paper and just bullet point out, if you could have the most perfect opportunity, if you could have the most perfect situation, whatever, in whatever field you feel is kind of being halted, what would it look like? And then go through each one and ask yourself the following question. What if the most perfect opportunity came about, but it didn't have this one thing? Is that okay? And if it's the answer is yes to any of those, cross them off, because those are wants. Those are trying to control wants from the power of our own brain. And those are not being completely open to allow yourself to be led outside of your comfort zone, but in ways that can exceed any and every expectation. See if there are any surprises that come down. Maybe there's something that your hand writes down first that you didn't even think was that important. Maybe something you think has been super important, your hand doesn't write down. Let those be written down on paper. By writing them down on paper, you're forming a contract with the universe, but then you give up your control and you say, all right, universe, you do the heavy lifting, you create all the specifics. I am following. And because you've started everything fantastic, don't allow a stall of energy to be anything more than a chance just to kind of double down and make sure you're getting all your foundation in place, and that you're not limiting those dreams in any way just because you can't imagine what it would be like if the dreams were even bigger. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Yes, it really does. Thank you. I will write down that list.
Excellent. Make sure you tap into that inner child energy, because she's your navigator in life. And we want to take orders from her. The advice card is an interesting one. It is the Hierophant. So for this to be in the advice position, there's really a feeling of needing to seek out some additional guidance. There is some bit of information that you just don't have, which is then creating a bit of a frustrating stall, because you're trying to think your way through when there's just purely some missing information. Hierophant card and advice, I usually kind of take it to mean, and I'm looking at it now and I see it kind of resonates with that, is just get some advice from people that you respect, people who have maybe achieved what you're wanting to achieve, and just kind of tap their brain, kind of pick their brain on different things. Your journey is going to be completely different from theirs, but you can always pick something up. You know, if you're going to become a tarot card reader, feel free to use anything that I'm doing if it's helpful, but then you're going to make it your own. Because no matter what, your journey is completely different. And you have a different journey, you have a different path, and it's going to be darn fantastic. But any stall right now, do not take this as anything other than perhaps a test from the universe. How committed is she really to stepping outside her comfort zone? How committed is she really in terms of going where she hasn't gone before when her motivation is starting to be questioned and the results haven't been seen? That is that time where we then just want to go back to the known, which is then just to go hit that bruise, which now we just started it all over again. But I'm totally loving it where you're going here. This is fantastic. You're doing such a fantastic job. I'm loving it. I hope that's been helpful.
Yes.
Oh, my pleasure. Any questions?
No, I think that you really covered everything that I kind of been feeling as well. I've really been feeling that I that I choose to have a mentor to guide me on my path and provide knowledge that I haven't been able to think of in my head, that someone could know more than me or have done it before me, it can help me. And I really am open to a mentor in my life on that path. So thank you for that.
Oh, sure. And you know what? They don't even have to know, in the sense that it could be someone that you admire and you respect, that, you know, Oprah. Let's just take Oprah. It could be Oprah. You know, what is she doing? How did she translate from here to there? What steps did she go through? And it's like, hey, Oprah's my mentor. Maybe she doesn't know it yet, but own that. Own that you're kind of fashioning part of your journey, but then take your own path. Oh my gosh, will you please keep me updated as we keep going forward?
I will. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for calling. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we've got more tarot card readings to do. Rachel, hang on. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
To Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So today we are doing three card tarot card readings, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. Nothing scary, only guidance, clarity, and insight. We have one phone line open, so if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let's take our next caller, Rachel. Rachel, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I do have a bit of a multi-layered question.
Okay, lay it on me.
Okay, thank you. I have been in the midst of some very deep introspection and personal healing and spiritual growth, making some dreams come true. However, in the midst of that, it has brought up some challenges or differences or a divide between me and my spouse and our marriage. Mm-hmm. And I am really interested to hear if you can give me some advice about if and how to repair that connection so that we can both do work personally to be strong together.
Well, first of all, I'm really sorry that even though it was done in a very positive reasons, that it has caused that rift, because unfortunately that sounds incredibly frustrating and sad and painful at the same time. Unfortunately, we only have power over our own self. And that all you can do from, and while you were talking, I pulled three cards, so I'm going to turn over those cards, but we only have power over what is in your control. And sometimes when one person seeks out kind of clarity, releasing some stuff and makes some changes, it can almost be a little bit positively infectious, and then the other person wants to do the same. But it usually happens at different times. It doesn't mean that it's wrong for you to strive for a healthier lifestyle. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we can do is, all we can do is look at what is in your power. And then in terms of the relationship, make sure that you are clear in terms of, you know, this is, I'm doing this for me. And the other person, and not kind of expect the other person to have to participate, just because then it's putting pressure on the other person, and then there's the resentment. It's not necessarily a resentment towards you, but it's like this resentment towards change, because just as it's been challenging for you to make changes in your life, it's hard for anyone to step out of the comfort zone, and people are going to do it in different ways and at different speeds. Well, while you were talking, I turned over three cards. The first card that came up is the Queen of Wands. Now, I love when clients pull kings and queens in that core position, because it talks about you being super duper strong, you being super duper powerful, and that you are wanting to... You are stating to the universe that you deserve to be able to tap into your strength to manifest whatever it is that you desire. And all of that is super fantastic. Now, this is the Queen of Wands. Now, she is sitting in her throne. She's got a wand in her hand, and wands tend to talk about creativity and feeling inspired. In her left hand, she's got this beautiful sunflower. In front of her is a little black cat, kind of instead of a lion. And in back of her, she's got this painted throne. Meaning that you, girlfriend, are a little kooky, a little out there. And that's fantastic. You beat by the drum of a different drummer. This is great. This is fantastic. Own it. That's part of what this journey has been about. And not the purpose is not to dilute who you are, but rather begin to feel comfortable in your own skin. And you're doing that fine. And again, you've got the super strong energy, because something crossing you is the Chariot, which is, again, a fantastically powerful card. You've got this person in a chariot, sort of feeling like they've been divinely led, and they're being led by the universe going forward with strength and power. Now, the Chariot has three parts: head, heart, and feet. And for this to be in the block means that knowing that your chariot will only go forward if head, heart, and feet are working with equal weight. And so for this to be in that block position means that you are either overthinking this, you are over-emoting this, or you're being too spontaneous. And one of those three things, or a combination thereof, will stall that energy. And because it's a totally a natural desire. It's like if all of a sudden I find a new Frappuccino and I love it, I want everybody else to be drinking this Frappuccino. And so it's normal to want everyone, particularly your husband, to get back to be in the same space, to be in that same embracing of joy. That's totally normal. At the same time, again, you don't have power over him. And ultimately, by focusing on your own journey, that's where you're feeling led to do, because it's leading you places that you haven't been led before. And all of that is fantastic. It's just to kind of take inventory with yourself to make sure that you are being equal with your brain power of thinking things through, your heart, so that you're not just out of emotion going too far or too less or stalling energy, and then being very calculated in the sense of not stalling energy with movement forward. Does that resonate so far?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the advice card is the Nine of Wands. And this card, it really does talk to the healing that you're making, because here a person is guarding eight wands and there's a bandage around his head, and we call that a psychic wound, in the sense that there's a feeling, I think, that if you continue to embrace your strength in new ways, then things might be taken away from you. such as your husband, you know, things that there's this fear that stems back from way back when perhaps you had to be very self-protective, you had to be guarded, because if not, then things might have been taken away. Rather, know that this is a new dawn, and to heal that, continue with the healing process that you're doing, and making it so that you are now able to let some, take off some of the burden that you're putting on your own shoulders to find your path, and instead let those open doors be presented to you, knowing that it's okay to let go of that self-protectiveness, because you are anything but weak. You are a super powerhouse. You like epitomize today being International Women's Day, and I love it. So don't stop what you're doing. Continue the healing. Ask yourself if you're being super protective in that sense about how it's impacting your husband and everything is from old wounds that we can just heal and release and let go, knowing that he will either rise, he will stay, he will follow. We don't know what he will do. It doesn't negate putting your energy on you. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very much so. Thank you for that. And especially the reflection about a powerful woman on this day. That means a lot. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, happy International Women's Day. Please keep me updated, okay?
Well, I'm grateful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, we have another break, but I'm going to get started on the next call. So, Cammie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you as well. Is there anything you have a question about?
Well, I'm just making a big step forward in my life. So, I'm moving and I'm starting a new university, more in the subject of what I want to do. So, and with that, there's been kind of some complications with some of the moving things. And in the last year, I've had some like insecurities within myself about what kind of artwork I'm producing and everything, and like how much I'm producing. So I'm hoping to, I don't know, maybe address some of these things or see what's to come, because I am an artist. So.
Well, let's take a look and see what we got. By the way, I think, Benny, why don't we skip this next break? Because I just am totally in the zone. I don't want to stop.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
Awesome. Well, Cammie, while we were talking, I am pulling, actually right now, I'm pulling three cards for you. And let me just grab this last card, which is being a little stubborn. There it goes. Well, let's take a look and see what we got here.
Okay.
So the first card that we got is kind of an interesting one, because it doesn't seem like it directly relates. So we'll take a look and see. So it's the Three of Swords. Now, the Three of Swords, you see a heart, and you've got three swords plunged into it. Meaning that there's somewhere along the way where there's a feeling like you've given away some of your power due to some pain from the past, and how that perhaps is impacting this kind of second-guessing, kind of questioning that I'm hearing of yourself. And know that it is through taking out those swords. Of course, this is proverbial and not literal, but it is that, because the heart is a muscle, so it has the ability to heal and repair itself. But it is through you, not so much in kind of second guessing yourself into a decision, but rather pulling those swords out, that it allows that heart to heal. And it's like, you know what? This is where my dreams are wanting to go forward. These are my decisions that I'm wanting to make. And it, some people might not like them. Oh, well. You know, it's like some people like this show. Some people don't like this show. If I spend 1 second focusing on how others are perceiving me, it mm-hmm. just doesn't, it may start messing with my brain. It's like, and then I might start changing my point of view and who I am to cater to someone else's perception, which on itself might not be accurate. And so if I'm spending that energy there, then it's taking away from my own power and strength. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
It does actually, because I'm living in another country, and sometimes I feel that the culture is really pushed on me, and it has mm-hmm. like changed me in some ways, but not like some of it resonates now at this point, but not all of it. And also mm-hmm. a couple of past relationships, I've had like a lot of judgment about how I want to live my life. So,
yeah. And you know, you're living a unique journey. And so mm-hmm. it's filled with twists and turns. But as long as you're going forward with having that other's perceptions kind of implanted in you, then it makes mm-hmm. it that much harder to make those decisions going forward from a place of strength, knowing that some people mm-hmm. may just not like it. And if so, oh, well. But you're honoring your own your own true self. You know, something challenging or blocking is the Eight of Pentacles, which is really an artisan card, because you have a person mm-hmm. who is chipping away at a pentacle. But the thing is that he is kind of a little bit obsessive, because, and this card comes up with people who can be a little bit of a perfectionist, because he is making tweaks to each pentacle. But from my point of view, they're eight pentacles and they look exactly the same. But from his mm-hmm. eyes, he sees major failures, major tweaks, but he's run out of room, meaning that it's time to allow your work to be fully judged. And know then, just accept the fact that it will never be good enough for you. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, but it's pretty darn good and it's ready for other people to judge it. Some may like it, some may not like it. That's okay. But some may also have different uses or perceptions of it that may take your whole career in a new direction. But as long as you're holding it guarded, afraid of that judgment, then it's not allowing itself to be judged in the beginning. Mm-hmm. The advice card is this super strong magician card. So this is a frustrating card, because you got the Eight of Pentacles and the Magician, two of my type A perfectionist cards here.
Uh-huh.
And with the Magician card, you have the almost innate ability to be able to see clearly, so crystal clear, paths mm-hmm. forward for other people. And it's like, it seems so, it comes so easily to you. And that is one of your gifts. But it's also a bit of a curse, not in a literal sense, because if it's so easy for you to see paths forward in other things, that's probably why you're an artist, is because you can see through some of that kind of crap that lies on the surface sometimes. But if it's so easy for you to see... And so the frustration comes in is that if it's so easy to see other people's journeys, then you beat your head against the wall, again, proverbially and not literally, trying to say, well, if mm-hmm. it's so easy for that, why can't I see it for myself? And the key here is to recognize that if you are not able to see it for yourself, it means that the information is just not there. And that it does not mean to think more, obsess more, go over plans more. It means just can either wait for more guidance or just launch forward. As I always say, go through open doors, but honor red flags. I'm not worried about you for a minute. you're well underway. It's just turning off a little bit of the kind of inward obsessiveness and just allowing yourself to have fun in the journey. You will feel a huge weight off of your shoulders. Will you keep
Thank
me
you so
updated?
Much. Oh, I will. This was so spot on. I felt like this really hit all of the major points that I'm like working through internally right now. So,
oh my gosh. Thank you so much. By the way, cut out the word working on, because then in the brain, it's like, how do you know you're done? Instead, let's cut out the word working on, because then you've created a brain self-sabotaging word. So we don't need it. It doesn't add anything to the sentence, but only allows you to delve into some obsessiveness.
Okay.
So nice talking
Thank you
with
so
you.
Much.
Thanks for calling. Well, we are going to take our last caller of the day, Melanie. Melanie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, hello.
Well, hello to you. Is there anything you have a question about?
I certainly do. I've been in a transition for the last couple of years, and I'm living between in basement rooms. And I think, you know, the change is about to happen. And I'm noticing I'm kind of short-fused these days. Mm-hmm. I need some, you know, healthier space and a kitchen. And I love your show and respect your readings, and I just want to hear.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Well, let's take a look. I have no idea what you should do. Hopefully, we'll get some answers here.
No.
So the
right,
first
right,
card.
Right.
So the first card that came up is the Four of Cups. Now, in this card, you have a person who is trying to find that peace within, that kumbaya moment, trying to get grounded. All that's fantastic. And he's staring intently into three cups. Let's call them option A, option B, and option C. And yet none of them are ringing true, but those are the only options that he can see in his brain. At the same time, there is a fourth option that is being presented from the universe, but it's almost kind of to his side. And yet we tend to dismiss ideas that are not inside our brain. And this is a card saying that this is about tunnel vision, because if all you see is what is in your brain, then that is all there is. However, allow that peripheral shift away from all the ideas that you've been going back and forth with to allow mm-hmm. for perhaps somebody else to suggest something, which of course we want to call mean as suspect because it didn't come from within, but it all happens to all of us. Or perhaps something that you just happen to stumble upon. If you allow that to come forward, it can be better than all options put together. If we're only going to stay within the brain, then it can lead to some frustration. I'm going to go fairly quickly just because I want to get through all three cards before the end of the show. Something challenging or blocking is the Hierophant. So there can be a lot of, I almost feel like there's so much pressure that you put on yourself just to be that almost that safe harbor for others to be able to kind of come to you, and you want to make people feel safe. You've kind of placed yourself in a heady, ready role. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And
the
challenge is then we kind of get caught up in the role, which then makes it hard for us to share this weakness or this restrictive thing. You know what? Option A, option B, option C aren't looking that great, but I can't think of anything else. And I don't want to open myself up because then people may look at me differently. And now what we've done is we've kind of created a self-fulfilling prophecy. Rather, let yourself know that, or know that if you're open and vulnerable, it does not change how people think of you. And if it does for any person, then, you know, life's too short to have those toxic people and situations in our life. But recognize that, you know, be that grounded person. And that's filled with challenges, twists, turns, everything. And it's being open for that guidance when we need it from others. The advice card is the Two of Wands. This card's super powerful and strong, but it is showing it's a frustrating card because as you're looking at the landscape, you're being held back in some way. And it's frustrating because we want to go faster, but we want to go now. But this is actually a blessing in disguise because it means that there's just that additional information that you just don't have. And if you allow yourself that time to get that, have that information come to you, it's that kind of thing where it's like, oh, thank goodness I didn't jump ahead when I wanted to. And instead I waited because now I know A, B, and C that I didn't know before. So I just think a few minor kind of counterintuitive energy tweaks and you're moving forward again, because you will not miss it when that movement starts to go forward. It's just by shifting those two little things and you're golden. Unfortunately, I have to close, but I hope that was helpful.
Thank you. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you, too. Please keep me updated. Thanks so much for calling. Oh, my gosh. I could talk all day long. I can't believe I have to go. Benny, do I really have to go?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Alas.
I know.
Thank you all for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. Look for next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.